Comm station. The holochart of Crystal City made the Separatists' strategy painfully clear. Anakin watched the moving points of light that indicated droid troops. They were advancing behind the leading edge of the energy shield, moving back into the center of the city. One column was heading straight for the artillery position in the square. He felt helpless, and he didn't handle helpless well. Kenobi tilted his head slightly to one side. It's hard to pinpoint the field generator precisely, but it's got to be in this area somewhere. The field's elliptical, which means it's probably within this radius. He prodded his forefinger into the meshwork of light and made a loop to indicate the range of positions. Cannon's not going to make a dent in that. So I say we save our ordnance for later. In the meantime, all we can do is try to engage them in confined spaces.
We'll draw them into the buildings, Rex said. They've got to find us to fight us. They can't fire their own cannon from inside the shield, so let's make their defenses work against them.
Ahsoka watched in silence. Anakin wondered what Rex had said to her to subdue her annoying ebullience. She seemed to be calculating, eyes darting from one side of the holochart to the other.
Why don't we just take out the generator? She said.
She seemed to be asking Rex.
Or is it not that simple?
Correct, said Anakin. It's not that simple. Suicide mission, Rex said. Not that I couldn't get plenty of volunteers from the ranks, but we'll probably waste a lot of men getting nowhere. And at least we know we stand a chance if we can pin down the tinnies inside buildings. They're not good at fighting house to house.
I could do it,
Ahsoka said.
Let me try, Sky Guy.
Rex gave her a look that Anakin couldn't quite read, but it wasn't annoyance. He felt it. A kind of sad guilt.
You don't have to prove anything, little'un, Rex said quietly.
I can do it. I know I can. I'm small and I'm fast.
She lowered her chin slightly.
And where better to use Jedi skills?
Very well. Anakin, take Ahsoka and penetrate the Sept lines, said Kenobi. He stabbed his finger into the holochart again. Rex and I can stage a diversion here, and that should make it easier for you to slip through.
We'll need to defend the artillery position, sir, Rex said. But if we can't draw them into the buildings, they'll just roll right down the street into the square and take out our arty pieces, and there'll be very little we can do about it. And then it'll be Endex for all of us.
I can do it,
Ahsoka said. She shot Anakin a glance.
We can do it.
Kenobi didn't comment. He walked away to the comm console to talk to Clone Commander Cody. Ahsoka seemed engrossed in the chart and increased the magnification to show individual streets as if she was planning a route. Anakin took a few paces and stood in the doorway, then gave Rex a discreet jerk of his head to indicate he wanted to talk to him.
Don't tell me you can do mind influence too, Rex, Anakin said quietly. But it's impressive, whatever it is. Okay, I might have overdone the pep talk on how to be a good officer, sir.
It worked.
She's desperate to get it right. I'd hate to think I made her feel she has to do something suicidal to earn my respect.
She's not a passenger, Rex. If she can pull her weight, she has to. She's no less expendable than me or you in this war.